Second hour, reflections and practices. Jesus promptly departs from his mother, although his most tender heart undergoes a shock. Are we ready to sacrifice even the most legitimate and holy affections in order to fulfill the divine volition? Let us examine ourselves, especially in the cases of separation from the sense of the divine presence and from sensible devotion. Jesus did not take his last steps in vain. In them, he glorified the Father and asked for the salvation of souls. We must place in our steps the same intentions which Jesus placed, that is, to sacrifice ourselves for the glory of the Father and for the good of souls. We must also imagine placing our steps in those of Jesus Christ. And as Jesus Christ did not take them in vain, but enclosed in his steps those of creatures, repairing for all their missteps, to give the glory due to the Father, and life to all the missteps of creatures, so that they might walk along the path of good. We should do it in the same way, placing our steps in those of Jesus Christ with his own intentions. Do we walk on the street modest and composed, so as to be an example for others? As the afflicted Jesus walked, he talked to his apostles every once in a while, speaking to them about his imminent passion. What do we say in our conversations? When the opportunity arises, do we make the passion of the divine Redeemer the object of our conversations? In seeing the apostles sad and discouraged, loving Jesus tried to comfort them. Do we place in our conversations the intention of relieving Jesus Christ? Do we try to do them in the will of God, infusing in others the spirit of Jesus Christ? Jesus goes to the cenacle. We must enclose our thoughts, affections, heartbeats, prayers, actions, food and work in the heart of Jesus Christ in act of operating. By doing this, our actions will acquire the divine attitude. However, since it is difficult to always keep this divine attitude, because it is hard for the soul to fuse her acts continuously in him, the soul can compensate with the attitude over goodwill. Jesus will be very pleased. He will become the vigilant sentry of each of our thoughts, words, and heartbeats. He will place these acts as cortege inside and outside of himself, watching them with great love as the fruit of the goodwill of the creature. When then the soul, fusing herself in him, does her immediate acts with Jesus, good Jesus will feel so attracted toward that soul that he will do what she does together with her, turning the work of the creature into divine work. All this is the effect of the goodness of God, which takes everything into account and rewards everything, even a tiny act, in the will of God, so that the creature may not be defrauded of anything. Oh, my life and my all, may your steps direct mine, and as I tread the earth, let my thoughts be in heaven.